Track 16, Musical Memories. As it is November, we thought our second musical subject this month should reflect the month's main historical event. No, not your birthday, if it is, but remember, remember the 5th of... I've forgotten. Alison Applin has contributed this feature and Paul... Oh, no. Alison Applin has contributed this feature and Tony will read it.
Thanks for that introduction, Tim. I'll finish the rhyme that was written by John Milton in 1626. Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. Well, it's November, and what is the one thing we associate with November? Why, it's fireworks, of course, and we associate November with fireworks because of that gunpowder plot of 1605. But I'm not here to tell you about those fireworks, because, in fact, that was just gunpowder. No doubt, if it had gone up, it would have caused a pretty big firework display, but it didn't. So I'm going to tell you about the music for the Royal Fireworks, which came into being much later, and is a suite for wind instruments composed by George Frederick Handel. Handel was a German composer born in 1685, the same year as Johann Sebastian Bach, in Halle, Saxony, where he received his first musical training and worked as a composer in Hamburg and Italy, before settling in London in 1712, where he spent the bulk of his career and became a naturalised British subject in 1727. Writing music under the patronage not only of the king, but of various members of the English aristocracy. Handel was certainly a favourite among the royals, having written the coronation anthems for George II and the water music for his father, George I. The music for the royal fireworks was commissioned by George II for an outdoor festival to be held in Green Park in London to celebrate the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle in 1748, which marked the end of the War of the Austrian Succession. The king specified that the piece should be for a military band, that is, just percussion, brass and wind instruments only, and no strings. Handel complied with this request, although he did later add strings for an indoor performance. The build-up was huge. Top-class concerts open to the general public were virtually unheard of at the time, and excitement was so great that despite Handel's misgivings, tickets were sold to the public rehearsal of the music in Vauxhall Pleasure Gardens on the 21st of April 1749. Over 100 musicians assembled, along with an audience claimed to be over 12,000 people, each paying 2 shillings and sixpence. That's half a crown, if I remember rightly. The rush to get there caused a 3-hour traffic jam of carriages on London Bridge, the only vehicular route to the area south of the river. 6 days later, on the 27th of April, in Green Park, the musicians performed in a specially constructed wooden pavilion 410 feet long and 114 feet high, painted to resemble stone. Designed by Servandoni, a theatre designer assisted by 4 Italians. 2 other Italians, Andrea Casali and Andrea Soldi, designed the decorations. The fireworks themselves were devised and controlled by Gaetano Reggieri and Giuseppe Sarti, both from Bologna. The display was designed to erupt from a massive machine adorned with gilding, artificial flowers, statues and allegorical pictures, which had taken 5 months to build. Roughly 10,000 rockets were installed in this pyrotechnic structure, and there were 101 cannons. Sadly, despite the frenzy of preparation, no one had factored in the possibility of bad weather, and unfortunately, it rained. As a consequence, the firework display was not as successful as the music itself. The rain caused many misfires, and in the middle of the show, the right pavilion caught fire. Also, a woman's clothes were set alight by a stray rocket, and other fireworks burned two soldiers and blinded a third. Yet another soldier had had his right hand blown off during an earlier rehearsal for the 101 cannons, which were used during the event. There is no record of what Handel made of it all, but a contemporary, Horace Walpole, reported that the evening was pitiful and ill-conducted, but very little mischief was done, but two persons killed. Despite all this, the music itself was a resounding success and secured its place to stand as one of Handel's most famous popular compositions.
That was interesting. Fancy the first performance of the famous firework music being such a damp squib. Squib. Get it? Oh. I borrowed that pun from David's big book of bad puns too.